How effective has the state been in diversifying toward a more technology-based economy up till now?
I think Indiana has been somewhat slow about developing those skills. Although I'd have to say it's difficult to determine how you address that issue, because on the one hand, developing a workforce that is skilled for jobs which you don't have in your state doesn't do a whole lot of good, because those folks then go to places where those jobs exist. So there is a chicken and egg aspect to this.
What are the impacts then of Indiana's potential billion-dollar budget deficit in diversifying the economy?
The impact is that it certainly, the first point is that it certainly makes it clear that there is a need to do this. The discussion of diversifying the economy has been carried on for the last several two or three years, and I'm not sure that a lot has been done. And there are a number of folks who are saying that a good percentage of these jobs that have been lost, Indiana's lost more jobs than any other state during this last two-year period, that a number of these jobs will not return. So there is certainly a point here where the state needs to consider how to address the situation and how to do so in an efficient way, because the revenues aren't there to immediately invest.
There has been a huge drop in venture capital dollars over the past 24 months in Indiana. What has that meant to moving the state economy from manufacturing to technology, particularly given that before that 24-month period, Indiana was moving in a positive direction?
I think that's one that I don't think we can tell yet. Indiana did drop farther than the rest of the nation in terms of the average across the U.S. in the drop between calendar year 2000 and 2001 in venture capital financings was about a 65% drop. Indiana dropped almost 85%. But the fluctuations in venture capital financings are so great from state to state and from one period to the next that I think we have to wait till the next year to really know whether or not we'll respond. I would say that it's beyond venture capital, though. Your point is, how do you find the capital for these new, more diversified entrepreneurial kinds of activities? And it certainly is difficult to do that in a state which doesn't have that tradition and may not have those capital markets.
I guess it's also been then difficult to find boosters willing to make technological investment in Indiana.
It really is. There are some, but we certainly are not experiencing as much of that as some of our surrounding states, and not as much as the technology leaders across the U.S.
Are new and creative partnerships between government and private industry needed?
I think they certainly are. It's difficult to do that kind of thing when there is not much in the way of public funding available. But it requires more than just funding. It requires vision and imagination and really the will to push those initiatives forward. And I think both those are needed.